Welcome to Truth for Today. We continue our series concerning the person of Christ with our brother, David Pullman, seeking to answer the question, Is Jesus man?
In March this year, my wife and I became grandparents for the fifth time. It was a moment of great excitement for all involved. Within hours, visitors started arriving at the hospital to see the new baby, Megan Joy, and all were anxious to know if both mother and baby were well. As time goes by, Megan's large family, into which she has been born, will lovingly watch her progress and development from baby to adult. When confronted with the question as to whether Jesus was a real person, it seemed obvious to start from the beginning. We need to look and see what the Bible has to say. The scriptures show us that from the moment that Mary became pregnant to when Jesus died on the cross, thousands observed this person. Nowhere do we have record of any criticism as to his manhood. In fact, the reverse was true. Jesus was thought to be just a man and not both God and man in one person. I would like to consider the manhood of Jesus under the following seven headings. 1. Mary is pregnant. 2. His birth. 3. His early years. 4. His occupation. 5. His public life. 6. His feelings and emotions. And lastly, 7. His death. Each of these headings show that at every stage of his life, Jesus was observed by family, friends and enemies, and no one doubted that he was a real person. 1. Mary is pregnant. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, in verses 18 to 25, we have two people, Joseph and Mary, who are engaged. However, before the marriage is fully completed, according to Jewish custom, Mary was found with child. She is pregnant. Joseph is upset, but such was his love for Mary that he wants to put her away privately so that she is not subject to public disgrace. It takes an angel with a message from God in a dream to calm Joseph's worries. The angel declares that this event was of God, as foretold by the prophets. Joseph is reassured and continues with the marriage, but has no physical relationship as husband to a wife until after the birth of Jesus. It is difficult to hide a pregnancy, but in the end, Joseph did not try to do so. Also, Mary, instead of trying to hide, went to tell her cousin Elizabeth to be chosen as the one to give birth to the Son of God incarnate was a special event. The angel had said to Mary, "Rejoice, highly favoured one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." This can be read more fully in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, and verses 26 to 56. In the Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2, and verses 7 and 8, we have the Apostle Paul writing about the coming into the world of the Lord Jesus, coming in the likeness of men and being found in appearance as a man. The force of this phrase is that Jesus became a man in every way. He had not been this before. This leads us to the next point. 2. His birth. We are all probably aware of the Christmas story. The inn is full, and Mary gives birth to Jesus in a stable, using a manger as a cot. This event does not go unnoticed. An angel announces the birth to shepherds who were working in the countryside outside the city of Bethlehem. The announcement is, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, that is Bethlehem, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." So unusual is the event that the shepherds go into the city to see what has happened. They find the baby in the manger, as the angel had said. Now the angel's message contains remarkable news. The long-promised Messiah has been born. It is not just any baby, but a baby of great special significance. So much so that the shepherds spread the news and people wondered about those things they were told. This event can be read in detail in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 and verses 1 to 20. It was the custom for all Jewish male children to be circumcised at 8 days old. Jesus was not exempt from this requirement. Read the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 and verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus. We need to return to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2 and verses 1 to 18 for the next major event. This was the occasion of the wise men who came looking for the King of the Jews. The wise men, King Herod, the chief priests and scribes, did not consider the birth of the promised Messiah unusual, but simply the fulfilling of what God had promised. However, the event was not greeted with joy by those in Jerusalem, so much so that Herod attempted to kill Jesus by killing all the young children from 2 years and under, in and around Bethlehem. However, Joseph is warned by an angel of the Lord. Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Therefore Joseph takes his family and escapes to Egypt. Point 3. His early years. Eventually, the angel of the Lord returns to Joseph and says, Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. So Joseph and family return from Egypt and settle in Nazareth. Read Matthew chapter 2 and verses 19 to 23 for the full detail. From then until the age of 12, it says, The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Read the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 and verses 41 to 52, we have an event recorded when Jesus was 12 years old. It was the family custom, along with many others, to go to Jerusalem for the Passover feast every year. On this occasion, Jesus does not return with his parents at the end of the feast. His parents are unaware of this fact until the end of the first day of their journey home. They sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance, and when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. 3 days have elapsed before they found Jesus in the temple. Jesus was in conversation with the wise doctors of learning. All that heard Jesus were astonished at his understanding and answers. After this episode, Jesus returns to Nazareth with his parents. The rest of his early years are summarized in verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Point 4. His occupation. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13 and verse 55, we have the question raised, Is not this the carpenter's son? And in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4 and verse 3, Is not this the carpenter? We see from the above scriptures that Joseph was a carpenter and that Jesus followed in the same family occupation. It is possible that Jesus became the breadwinner, as we say, since we hear no more of Joseph after the early years of Jesus. The people of Nazareth, and possibly the surrounding area, would know the local carpenter. Carpenters would be essential craftsmen, providing services for a variety of people, those who required furniture, for the construction of houses and other buildings, making and repairing equipment, and probably much more. Many people would meet Jesus in his work situation. 5. His public life. The public life of Jesus commenced when he was about the age of 30. See the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3 and verse 23. It was not long before Jesus gathered a band of disciples around himself. The disciples were not confined to only the 12 apostles. From the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15 and verse 6, we know that more than 500 were counted as disciples, as they were witnesses to his resurrection. Scripture only records that disciples were witnesses to the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. Although there were this large number of disciples, it was probably a smaller band that spent a large part of 3 years in almost permanent company with Jesus. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10 and verse 1, we read of 70 being commissioned to go and preach. Jesus lived in various places and stayed with others on his travels. Nazareth was his hometown, but he also dwelt in Capernaum. See the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4 and verse 13. If we search the Gospels, many more places will be found where Jesus either visited or stayed. Then we have the many occasions when Jesus was invited to feasts, sitting with both his disciples and critics. There were times when multitudes were fed, 5,000 and 4,000 men, beside women and children. Read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14 and verse 21, and chapter 15 and verse 38. Crowds of people often gathered to listen to Jesus, and sometimes miracles were performed. Jesus did not hide himself away, but was accessible to all, whether to the blind beggar at the roadside or to the touch of his garment by a poor unfortunate woman in the crowd or to those he met at funerals when he raised the dead. Jesus was the most accessible of men, here to meet the need of poor mankind. Point 6, his feelings and emotions. Did Jesus have the same kind of emotions or feelings that we have? The answer must be yes, but all in the context of holiness, righteousness, and divine love. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4 and verse 2, we read, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered." Jesus needed to eat just like any other person. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4 and verse 38, we read, "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him." Jesus needed to sleep like any other. However, he demonstrated in calming the storm that he was also God. In the Gospel of John, chapter 2 and verses 16 and 17, we have Jesus showing zeal. "The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." Jesus had driven out the merchants from the temple, as it was his Father's house, a house of prayer. In the Gospel of John, chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7, we have Jesus as the weary and thirsty traveller. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink." When we get to chapter 11 of the Gospel of John and verse 33, we find that Jesus is deeply moved in his spirit and troubled in himself when he sees the effect of death on the sisters of Lazarus. In verse 35, we find Jesus shedding tears when at the grave of Lazarus. Who is not troubled when death has come in to claim someone we know? Jesus was just such a person. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26 and verse 38, we find Jesus sorrowful in soul as he contemplates the approach of the cross. Who but Jesus alone could understand the full horror of sin, death, and judgment? Lastly, throughout the Gospels, we find the love of Jesus being shown not only to his disciples and those who sought his help, but also to many who listened to his words of salvation and life. even though they turned their back and walked away from him. 7. His death. There are those who think that the Lord Jesus did not really die. But what does Scripture say? Before the cross, the Lord said on a number of occasions that he would be killed. For example, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord was concerned about his death. My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26 and verse 38. Calvary, and all that it included, was no light matter. For the Lord, the cross was much more than death. It was the dealing with God's judgment for sin. The Lord was to become the only acceptable offering for sin. The Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 26 reads, he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. When Jesus was before Pilate, and Pilate sought to provide some kind of justice, we find that Pilate's wife has a dream, and as a result sends a message to her husband, have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27 and verse 19. This was no doubt a warning to Pilate to be careful about this just man. We have Pilate's own conclusion also, repeated to the Jewish leaders, I find no fault in this man. Read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, and verses 14 and 4. The Roman military were experts in crucifixion. They invented this form of death, although God foretold this type of death in Psalm 22. Verse 14 reads, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it has melted within me. A fitting description of someone being crucified. When the work of meeting the judgment of God was completed, then the Lord laid down his life, as only God could do. Read the Gospel of John, chapter 19 and verse 30. However, this does not take away from his sufferings as the perfect sinless man, the one who was crucified, and as being the sacrifice for sin. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 12, we read, But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. During the crucifixion, one of the others being crucified said to his companion in crime, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto the Lord Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. It is interesting that this criminal spoke of and to Jesus as both man and God. Would the Romans know if someone faked their death? We read in the Gospel of John, chapter 19 and verse 32, Then came the soldiers, and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. This was done to hasten their death. Then in verses 33 and 34, But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. There could be no mistake that Jesus was dead. Then it is recorded that Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and placed it in a tomb. Read the Gospel of John, chapter 19. And verses 38 to 42. The body was still there the next day, when the Jews had authority from Pilate to seal the stone that blocked the entrance to the tomb and to set a guard. Read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, and verses 62 to 66. Lastly, the Lord himself in resurrection testifies to his death by saying, I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. To conclude, during the life of the Lord Jesus here on earth, there were thousands of people who observed him. At no time do we have any indication that he was not a real person. The scriptures are careful to remind us that Jesus was completely without sin. There are four specific scriptures which remind us of this. 1. The second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 5 and verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. 2. The epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 15. Was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. 3. The first epistle to Peter, chapter 2 and verse 22, who did no sin. Lastly, the first epistle to John, chapter 3 and verse 5, in him is no sin. Jesus spoke of himself as a man that has told you the truth. Read the Gospel of John, chapter 8 and verse 40. Do we today believe Jesus? Without Jesus being a real person and also sinless, he could not have been an acceptable sacrifice to deal with sin and to make salvation available to whoever believes on him and his finished work. As Paul states in the first epistle to Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Only one who was truly man, yet truly God at the same time, could be an acceptable mediator between God and men. Today, there is no other way to God except by the risen man, Christ Jesus. This is why it is important to believe that Jesus was a real person in every way. Let us pray. Our God and Father, we give thanks for Jesus, thy beloved Son, for the fact that Jesus was a real man, without sin, and that a full and free salvation is available to whoever believes in him and his finished work. Amen.